Wikipedia is a pretty neutral source, right? Built from the collective intelligence of all of us, you might think that bias in one direction or another tends to get ironed out. But a close look tells a more complicated story. In the new book, Writing the Revolution, Wikipedia and the Survival of Facts in the Digital Age, Heather Ford takes a deep dive into one Wikipedia page in particular, the article documenting the 2011 Egyptian Revolution, to reveal the protracted power struggles and disputes over basic facts that shape our consensus understanding of historical events. Heather is a writer and academic interested in how digital technology shapes society. She's worked for tech nonprofits and has been a research fellow at Stanford University and the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Here she is to share five of her big ideas.
My name is Heather Ford. I'm a writer and academic who's interested in the ways that digital technology shapes society. I've worked for tech nonprofits like Creative Commons, the Association for Progressive Communications, and Oshahidi, and I've been a research fellow at Stanford University and the Electronic Frontier Foundation. I'm going to share with you five key insights from my book, Writing the Revolution. I wrote this book because I wanted to show people how facts that we consume in search engines and virtual assistants are produced on Wikipedia. Unlike any previous encyclopedia, Wikipedia is a venue for knowledge about events that haven't even finished happening yet. Just think about the war in Ukraine and go and have a look at Wikipedia and see how it's being represented there. This turns out to have significant consequences for the ways in which history is written and who gets to write winning histories. In the book, I follow how facts about the 2011 Egyptian Revolution were collected on English Wikipedia as events took place on the ground in Egypt during 10 days between late January and early February 2011. Then I trace how those facts move between different places on Wikipedia and out into the wider web. I'm going to share with you five agents that influence how history is written on Wikipedia. They include the Wikipedian, the crowd, the source, data, and the event. The first agent is the Wikipedian. Wikipedians are volunteer editors who are dedicated to the long-term maintenance of the project. Did you know that the Wikipedia editor who wrote the first version of the 2011 Egyptian Revolution article prepared the article the day before protests were scheduled on the 25th of January 2011? His username was The Egyptian Liberal, and he was a young Egyptian democracy activist who played an important role in writing the revolution into being on Wikipedia. Protests had been planned by democracy activists in the week prior to January 25, but no one knew whether anyone would actually show up on the day. In fact, major news outlets like the BBC actually predicted that Egypt would not follow Tunisia in major protests. The Egyptian Liberal wrote the first version of the article using an AFP source that had been published the previous day about planned events. Wikipedia actually have a bunch of policies that forbid editors from creating articles about events before their historical importance is known or widely understood. Luckily for the Egyptian Liberal, he was soon joined by other editors that summarized journalistic articles that started to proliferate soon after protests had begun. He gathered support for this protest by asking other editors for their help in building the article. He edited the article and coordinated other volunteer editors on the talk page of the article. That's where editors discuss their changes. He did this obsessively, right up to Mubarak's resignation on February the 11th. Because he was one of the only regular editors on the ground in Egypt at the time, the Egyptian Liberal was also able to verify media reports. One example was when editors wanted to clarify who was the administrator of the Facebook group used to coordinate protests in Egypt. The Egyptian Liberal wrote on the talk page, "I just spoke to Wael, and no, he is still the admin of the page," he wrote on the talk page on February 7th. Now you may be thinking, "I knew it! Wikipedia is a place where anyone can write anything." But that's actually rarely true. There are a lot of rules about what can be written about on Wikipedia, but also a lot of other agents that hamper Wikipedians' ability to edit what they want. The second agent is the crowd. In addition to Wikipedians who are regularly updating the site and working intensively on articles, there are also crowds of newcomers who edit Wikipedia on waves of media attention. When a major event occurs or an announcement is made, think about a royal wedding, birth, or an election outcome. Crowds of people from around the world move into the article to make history by making the historic edits, to literally write history. In the case of the 2011 Egyptian Revolution, the article saw multiple waves of new editors coming into the article. This was the biggest news story in the US in 2011, and news of the protest was everywhere. When the announcement was finally made that Hosni Mubarak had resigned from office, the article saw its biggest crowds yet. 125,000 people visited the article on February 11th. Wikipedians who had been studiously editing the article with new information over the previous 10 days were overwhelmed by this crowd who were determined to change the name of the article from 2011 Egyptian protests to 2011 Egyptian Revolution. The crowd also tried repeatedly changing the date of the event to end on February 11. Some editors tried to revert the crowd's edits because they wanted to be behind what secondary sources were saying rather than in front. But after only a few hours, they gave up and the article's name was changed to Revolution. The third agent is the source. Sources like books, scientific journals, and newspaper articles are critical to Wikipedia because one of the foundational rules of Wikipedia is that there's not supposed to be any original research. Everything on Wikipedia should be backed up by what Wikipedians call a reliable source. Wikipedians generally prefer peer-reviewed academic books and articles to journalistic articles. And some newspapers like the Daily Mail in the UK are actually deemed unreliable by Wikipedia. But in the case of breaking news events, Wikipedians rely heavily on journalistic articles and on sources that remain hidden from the article's references after events have subsided. Many of the editors who I interviewed about the article noted that their editing process began by watching live video of what was happening on the ground in Egypt. Then they use Google to search for textual sources of information. That's because video sources are difficult to cite, because they're not always archived and they're difficult to look up. What was really interesting when I analyzed sources that were used through the protests was there were a lot of invisible sources, sources that weren't necessarily cited, but ended up being the actual birthplace of information. Google was really central because Wikipedians use Google to find sources. And we know that Google doesn't represent all sources but prioritizes certain sources. Social media was central because it was the main way that editors were learning about new information, even if those references didn't stay on the article for long. Al Jazeera English really came to prominence during the revolution for US audiences in a way that definitely wasn't before. That's because few major English news outlets had a presence in Egypt. They just weren't expecting protests to break out there. There were few local sources because they would have been written in Arabic, and very few of the lead editors were Arabic speaking. There were few local sources because they would have been written in Arabic, and very few of the lead editors were Arabic speaking. And so what I found is that the sources that Google prioritized, as well as live television coverage and social media, drive a particular understanding of what happens during these kinds of catalytic events that is far from the academic books that Wikipedians would prefer to rely on. The fourth agent is data. Facts are digitized on Wikipedia, but they're also wrapped in metadata that explains to computers what kinds of entities are being described and categorized. I call this the packaging for facts that travel through Wikipedia to reach search engines like Google and virtual assistants like Amazon Alexa. Wikipedia has always been a source of datafied facts prioritized by the big platforms like Apple Siri, Microsoft Bing, Google Search and Home, and Amazon's Alexa. But the year after the revolution, 2012, Google launched a new initiative that would further prioritize Wikipedia's facts. It was called the Knowledge Graph, and it resulted in a massive database of billions of facts extracted from Wikipedia and other public databases. Data influenced how the revolution was remembered in two ways. First, it influenced how editors fought over facts on Wikipedia. Second, it influenced what became ultimately remembered and recognized as the consensus truth about what happened in Egypt in 2011. Wikipedia editors are aware that the data presented in their info boxes are the most important elements of Wikipedia. Info boxes are those little right-hand fact boxes on most articles in Wikipedia. They summarize the article, and that's an almost 30,000-word article that few will read. They also constitute the data that will ultimately be extracted by third parties that make use of Wikipedia content. For example, in Google, Bing, or Yahoo's knowledge panels, or fact boxes on the right-hand side about the person, place, event, or thing you're searching for. Within minutes of then-President Hosni Mubarak's resignation was announced on the 11th of February, a massive crowd moved into the English Wikipedia article. Not to change the main article content, but to change the name of the article from protest to revolution, and to change key facts about the events, most importantly the end date of the events, from ongoing to 11th February when Mubarak resigned. These are the datafied facts in Wikipedia articles that today form the stable facts presented by search engines in the right-hand fact box, and virtual assistants as answers to user questions. They are critical because they're seen by many more people who generally view Google and other results from automated processes as somehow more truthful, more accurate, more representative of the consensus view of what happened, even when that's not the case. The final agent is the event itself. You can have all the will in the world, by Wikipedians, by crowds, by external sources, by those who design data safe standards. But without an event that tells a story that people want to hear, or at least people with power want to hear, then facts will not travel, stories will not be told, historic events will not be recognized as such. In my ethnographic study of Wikipedia over many years, I've analyzed many articles that struggled to be born on English Wikipedia. These were articles by people written in my home continent of Africa about things like restaurants, cultural phenomena, political events that faced significant challenges. We already know that Wikipedia is written by a majority men, 90% by some accounts. But what is less well known is how difficult it is for people of color, people outside of North America and Western Europe, to have their knowledge represented on English Wikipedia. Egypt was an anomaly. The event was the biggest news story in the US in 2011. It captured the American imagination. It seemed to be a moment in the story of democracy where platforms like Facebook and Twitter enabled the people to rise up against their dictators and embrace freedom. In those 2 weeks between January and February of 2011, the world lit up by the excitement and fervor of what we thought was happening in Egypt. It represented an ancient tale of the people rising up against the tyrant, social media giving voice to the people, democracy spreading like a wave across the Middle East in the ultimate historic move towards progress. Soon after Mubarak resigned, the crowd of Wikipedia editors moved on to other events, other entities of interest. The article went relatively silent. The revolution was short-lived, and young people like my friend Ale Abd al-Fattah are now in prison in Egypt because of their role at events of 2011. We've learned yet again that events can tell great stories, but there are many more elements necessary for transforming governments and institutions. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy the book.
Thank you, Heather. That was Heather Ford with five big ideas from Writing the Revolution, Wikipedia and the Survival of Facts in the Digital Age. Also, check out our book bite for The Internet is Not What You Think It Is, A History, A Philosophy, A Warning by Justin E.H. Smith. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.